Hello, and welcome to another episode of EQCast. I'm your host, Christy Pritchard. Thanks so much for joining us on this unconventional sideshow of healing and self-betterment. This is where you can find unscripted conversations with authentic humans sharing their trials and triumphs around their emotional wellness journey. We keep it light, but we can get dark, so fasten your seatbelts. So tonight's episode is just going to be me again. I came on last week by myself as well for the first time and maybe get into a little bit more about my healing process rather than what I went through as a child, because we've all heard that, most of it, the bullet points, the important parts. So literally just hit record with not very much thought into how I'm going to dive into this. So thank you so much for your patience while I navigate my own thoughts, which can be a challenge sometimes, as most of you know, thinking that old chestnut, I was not planning for this. So I will just kicked off my healing with a lot of books. Some of the books that I read at a very young age were The Celestine Prophecy, really stands out. Eckhart Tolle, depending on how you refer to him as, A New Earth, was probably the most influential, I guess, for lack of a better word, as far as our ego is concerned. That's where I discovered I have an ego, and the power of my ego can control my thoughts and separating thoughts from self. That was a huge point in my trajectory, is to realize that my thoughts are coming from my ego, which is my higher self. My higher self is built of love. It's built of all glorious things. It's non-judgmental. But our ego, on the other hand, is what happens throughout a lifetime of being human in our meat suit, if you will. And with all the things that happen to us throughout childhood, we gain fears, we gain uncertainties, we gain judgments, all the things that we're not born with. So that book definitely had a huge impact on how I observed the human body in correlation with the human mind and in correlation with the human essence, which those are all very different, necessary entities, and they're all needed equally. Just one of them needs to be understood on a different level, and that would definitely be the ego. That comes from, like I said, all of our past experiences and our childhood, and that's where the trauma builds. And so that book really showed me that I don't have to be my trauma. It showed me that I don't have to succumb to the thoughts that are in my mind. A lot of those aren't doing me any good. They are not doing me any service whatsoever. And from books, there's a lot more, many, many, many more books than that, but I won't just utilize my time to talk about books, because there has been a lot of different modalities of therapy and going through the gauntlet of becoming more aligned with myself. And when I say self, I mean higher self. And that began with meditation, through having conversations even with other people that are going along similar paths, which I find very helpful to have these very deep, very authentic, very necessary conversations with people that you hold dear, not just therapists, but good friends who, and this isn't just spilling your guts. This is listening as much as you talk. This is having just an open forum with the people that you're close with to understand how each person goes through their life and how they get over certain elements of their upbringing and their current life. So that has also been very helpful. Meditation is something that to this very day I don't do well or for a long period. I don't sit for an hour, but I do a guided meditation for about 10 to 20 minutes a day. And I find that's really been beneficial to noticing the separation between my thoughts, rather than having my thoughts be so on top of each other and so impossible to define what is coming from what. What is reality? What is just a subject of my ego? So meditation has been very beneficial for that, for sure. It's something that I still strive to do better with and at least just have that time. It doesn't have to be sitting on a mat with your palms to the sky. Meditation can be walking through the woods and just looking at the trees and being grateful for nature, being grateful for all of these elements that we have around us that breathe life into us. So that's been very, very beneficial for me as well. And for the modalities of therapy that I've done, I have done everything from talk therapy as a child. I even tried hypnotherapy as a very young child. I don't know if you heard my first podcast about my stepfather with his accusation of molestation. My mom wasn't sure if it happened to me too, and I would have been so young at the time that she had me go into hypnotherapy to see if I could remember anything. And I did not, and that bodes well because he's innocent. So I didn't keep up with it for long. But since my mom was a therapist herself or a counselor, I really kept up with intermittent therapy. We moved a lot. So, and I continued to move as an adult. So it was really hard to establish a relationship with a therapist when I was constantly on the go and constantly moving. In order to have talk therapy be beneficial, I would advise to stick with one person. It's pretty hard to establish a relationship. I was actually just talking to one of my dear old friends on the phone about 20 minutes ago about the fact that she just had to switch therapists. And it's like starting a whole new goddamn relationship. Like, you to get a new therapist, they have to understand the inner workings of your mind. They have to understand your childhood. And there's a lot to talk therapy that I definitely think is beneficial, for sure. I 100% think it's beneficial. It hasn't been the most effective for me personally. I think when there's a lot of entrenched suppressed childhood wounds, it's really hard to get into those with just something like talk therapy for me personally. And everyone's level of suppression is different. So if you are feeling stressed out or if you're feeling like there's unresolved issues within your life, I definitely suggest starting with talk therapy. It's a great starting point. It's a wonderful way to be vulnerable with someone that you don't know. If you're not used to being vulnerable with your family or your friends or your partner, which is really hard to do. It's a challenge to actually show our true selves. So I highly suggest talk therapy, definitely. But hypnotherapy, I started again recently just to get into the deeper levels of circumstances and issues I couldn't quite wrap my adult mind around. And I did find it extremely beneficial. I also found a therapist that I absolutely adored. She was wonderful. I'll put her name into the show notes. It's escaping me right now. But how hypnotherapy works nowadays, it doesn't need to be a constant practice. I went in and saw my therapist a couple of times, and she created a take-home video. She wasn't doing this to make money. She was doing this to actually heal people, which I love more than anything. Getting well is not about cashing in. Getting well is about really wanting the best for the collective and the collective consciousness. So I really loved how she felt that way. She's like, I don't need to keep seeing you. Like, you can get through this without spending millions of dollars. And that's really key too for a lot of people struggling with a lot of emotional unwellness, to not have to spend all of your money just to clutter out the junk in your attic. It is very important that we get to do this as effectively and as efficiently as humanly possible. And we also can't expect a quick fix either. You know, this does take time to declutter the attic, as I like to call it. I don't like to call it work. If you've heard another episode of mine, calling it work just seems very contrived, and it makes it sound so much more challenging and less rewarding than it is. And I like to call it a process. We're decluttering the attic, whatever. So hypnotherapy was definitely one of my top. It got down into my subconscious. It hit areas that I was unwilling to look at. It hit areas that I had suppressed for so long that I forgot were even there. So if you have some similar traumas way back when, I do suggest giving that a shot. I've recently, in the last 2 weeks, dove into a whole new method, new to me anyways, method of therapy. It's called Othmer method. Sorry if I'm stumbling over it because it's very new to me. I actually just found out about it 2 weeks ago. The Othmer method, and it's neurofeedback. So essentially what happens is they connect these little receptors, I guess, to certain parts of your brain. And what the therapist does, she did ask me about my history at the beginning of our first session. But moving forward in your sessions, you don't talk. You sit comfortably in a chair with these neurotransmitters on your brain, and it collects the data and it goes through the brain waves. It's very interesting for me because I have so much deep stuff that I've done such a great job of burying. So this to me, it seemed like the best possible outcome. And after two sessions, I already feel a lot more articulate. I feel lighter. I feel less confined to my thoughts. Meditation has helped as well. But in the last 2 weeks alone, I feel like I've been able to bring more space between my thoughts, which helps because that lessens our reaction time when things are painful that we come across now as adults in this present moment. A lot of what we react to is because of a past situation. It has nothing to do with the exact moment that we're dealing with it. A lot of it is from our old crap. Trying not to swear on this podcast anymore because I'm sick of editing and I'm sick of bleeping. But you know what I'm saying? A lot of what we encounter on a present day basis has really nothing to do with the present day circumstance. So I found the space between my thoughts got larger. Therefore, I was able to discern whether or not what I was feeling was truly happening now, or is this a reaction to something in my past? And already in the first two sessions in 2 weeks, I have felt a difference there. So the Othmer method definitely suggests that 100%. And the next thing that I'm going to try, which I have delved into a little bit of psychedelics prior. I have done microdosing of mushrooms and macrodosing back in my age of having fun with it. But now, since I'm using it for medicinal purposes, I have tried microdosing mushrooms, and I do understand how it can work for a lot of people. For me, I'm so sensitive, so I couldn't do that on like a daily or weekly basis. But I do understand the benefits of it. I highly suggest at least trying it once. And there's things like DMT, which I have tried recreationally, not knowing what I was getting into. However, the levels of intuition that came into my life after doing that, and the levels of insight that I experienced because of that, even though it was recreational at the time, I think I was about 18, so I was quite young the first time I did it. I do, again, like, I am not a professional, and I definitely don't suggest you just going out and buying some recreational drugs, but there are people out there who do like psilocybin therapy, they do hallucinogenic therapy, they do plant medicine, and I would highly suggest aligning yourself with someone that is capable. And I guess the next level after that would be Washuma and ayahuasca, which is something that I'm definitely interested in doing. That's going to clear out, I think, the rest of the cobwebs in my attic. At least I freaking hope so. And you know, more cobwebs will accumulate, I'm sure, over time. But that's where having meditation and keeping up with the small things. But I think ayahuasca as a whole, as a plant medicine, is able to do a lot for insight. It's able to do a lot for tapping in. I can't speak personally, but I do have a lot of friends who have spent their time kind of delving in. And yeah, so I kind of get a little lost talking about ayahuasca since I don't have personal experience with it. I am an advocate for plant medicine though, and I do know a lot of people who have altered their lives for the better because of it. So I'm definitely on board with that as well. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now with my healing journey. I hope if you guys have been listening, you really enjoy the people that I've had on. I hope you can value my vulnerable shares, which have been extremely challenging. Number two, hopefully I'll get used to this and I'll be able to do it a little bit more in the future. Especially as I learn more, I'll want to share more. But I think for now, I'll probably leave it at that. Like I said, I was not expecting to come on. I literally had absolutely no idea what I was even going to talk about. But this came out, so I really hope you got some value of it. I really appreciate your time, and thank you for listening, and thank you for taking consideration that I'm very new at podcasting. So yeah, and if you guys want to like, subscribe, follow, share, do all of the beautiful things that we do to support each other, that is so gratefully appreciated. So thanks for that. Thanks for listening. I hope everyone is having a beautiful, magical day, weekend, month, and year, and I will see you guys on the next episode. For now.